Graham's kickoff campaign event left no patriotic image unturned. Veterans and babies were in attendance in the Lutheran Church School auditorium, waving flags amidst balloons and bunting. Music was supplied by no less than a men's glee choir, a band, and a children's chorus. Appeared relaxed and happy as he took to the podium, following introductions from his mother and his daughter. He outlined his priorities as he seeks a second term in the Senate, saying he believes most Americans share them.
We want more money in our own pockets at the end of the day and fewer dollars in the hands of the bureaucracies. We want to save Social Security for this generation, and we want to improve it for the next. We want to protect Medicare as well. We want a strong economy that creates better jobs and more of them. We want safe schools. We want safe neighborhoods. And we want our farmers and our workers and job providers to be the most productive in the world.
But Graham's personal life, rather than his legislative agenda, has dominated recent headlines, a fact Graham seemed to allude to later in his speech. Graham's divorce and his subsequent relationship with a key staff member generated controversy. Another scandal surrounded his son Morgan when Graham was accused of interceding with law enforcement on behalf of his son last July. But an investigation by law enforcement found Graham did not seek any special treatment. Graham became emotional as he discussed his long road from the schoolhouse to the halls of Congress.
It's a road I've traveled with great humility. I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've been blessed to travel this road, accompanied by and blessed by a supportive family, good friends and neighbors, and the decent people that I have come to know across this great state of Minnesota.
Graham told reporters he wants to run on his congressional record rather than flinging mud at Democratic opponents. Graham cites the $500 per child tax credit as his proudest achievement during his first term. He says the centerpieces of this campaign will be his proposals to privatize Social Security and to abolish the Internal Revenue Service.
The next major step in putting fairness into our tax system is also to rip out the entire tax code by its roots and to replace it with something fair, friendly, and easy to understand.
Graham plans to introduce a bill that would replace the income tax and other federal taxes with a national sales tax of approximately 20% on goods and services. Graham's agenda and his decision to seek a second term were warmly received by the audience. Mary Crawley, whose children attend Graham's old school, says he's liked both as a local son and as someone who understands their concerns.
I think that in this area, people are looking for the conservative views that he has. People are pro-family here, pro-life, you know, especially being from the church.
Despite the affectionate atmosphere, Graham and his supporters are not blasé about his chances and say they know a tough race is ahead. Political experts say Graham's seat is vulnerable. His previous wins in the House and Senate have always been narrow, with Graham receiving less than 50% of the vote. And recent polls show Graham has little name recognition throughout the state, a fact DSL party chair Mike Erlandson says will be of help to whoever receives the Democratic nomination.
Well, I think Rod's biggest weakness clearly is that he's been in office now as a United States Senator for over 5 years. He spent 2 years in the House of Representatives that he hasn't connected with voters. There's been several polls that show that his name ID is very low, what he stands for is even lower, and so I think that one thing Minnesotans expect of their politicians is a sense that they're working hard for them in Washington, D.C., and I don't think they have that.
Even a campaign ally, former Senator Rudy Boschwitz, says Graham can't be overconfident.
Oh, I think he's vulnerable. I think that any Republican in Minnesota has to be considered vulnerable. But he's a good campaigner and very uncertain what's going to happen on the other side of the aisle. So that. Very undecided.
But Graham says he's ready to raise his name recognition around the state.
I can guarantee you this, Minnesotans are going to know more about me and what I have done before this campaign is over.
Graham also has greater means than any of his opponents, despite his claims that he can't outspend Democratic candidate Michael Cerisi. Graham's campaign staff says he's raised $2.2 million. Cerisi's latest filing shows him with an eighth of that amount on hand. At the Capitol, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.